Thank you for stopping by Living Waters World Online, the place where the river of God flows. Pastors Lawrence and Kimberly Richardson invite you on a journey to change the church, challenge the colleges, and charge into the community. The following message is from the series, Go and Preach to Them.
It's not difficult, but it is very simple when we begin to, amen, put into practice that which God has not only spoken to us, but he has demonstrated to us in the books of Genesis, in the book of Numbers, in the book of Ezekiel, minor, major prophets, all throughout the New Testament. All right. I believe with all of my heart that we've entered into, amen, of seasons of leaping babies. And you've heard this before. I believe with all of my heart that we're about to see promises fulfilled. I believe with all of my heart, God is telling us, amen, things that are about to come to pass. And this is what happened in Luke chapter number 1, and this is what happened in Luke chapter number 2. And if you keep reading it, he says some things, then he does some things, and then they realize that he did exactly what he said, and the change that he spoke of, we now witness and we were a part of. So we're talking about for a few moments seeking change. Seeking change comes from asking. Somebody do me a favor, say seeking change comes from asking. All right. Whether we're in Isaiah or whether we're in Jeremiah or whether we're in Matthew, amen, the Bible says that we ask as Christians, as spiritual people, we ask in the form of prayer. We do it in the form of petitions. And you get into Matthew, he calls it alms, and he calls it, amen, praying. All right. So we get changed by asking, and our asking comes by our praying. I mean, in Psalms 27, David cried, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid when the wicked, the enemy came upon me and stumbled and they failed? Though a host shall camp around against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, this will I be confident." And this is what I'm trying to get to. He says the next, though, "One thing have I desired, and that will I seek after." Seeking change has a lot to do with focusing on one thing or focusing on the main thing, all right? A lot of us, we can't see change, and even as we're seeking change, we can't see it because we never arrive to the place of one thing I desire, and that will I seek after. Truth of the matter is, our scatteredness has created an impotence in us. Because we are all over the place, oftentimes God really does not know what we really want. Now, I know God knows everything. I understand all of that. But when we demonstrate a scatteredness all over the place, he comes in James and he says, "Now you can't have because you ask amiss. You all over the place. I know what you want, but you really don't know what you want. And now because you won't ask in the manner of asking for one thing, you ain't getting anything." For a double-minded man, a double-minded woman, a double-minded person is unstable in all of their ways, and they receive nothing from the Lord. Seeking change. Seeking change, I must become focused. Somebody said to me, "I must become focused." And I'm down to 5 minutes now, and I promise y'all I'm not going that long today because I want to get y'all Ravens fans home so hopefully y'all can be like them boys. Y'all see I got their colors all right. Y'all, I look good. And he's like, "What is he talking about?" You hater. I felt that hater spirit rise up. Deadskins fan, don't say nothing to me. Deadskins fan, don't say. What is he talking about? Don't worry about it. I'm talking to some other people for a minute. But we now must become focused on the one thing that I desire. We must become focused on, here it is, what is it that God really want to do in this season of my life? Come on, somebody say that with me. Say, what is it that the Lord really want to do in this season of my life? What is it that the Lord really want to do? One thing have I desired, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. We must become focused. Somebody say to me again, we must become focused. Have you not discovered yet that the world is waiting on the bigness of God in us? You didn't hear what I said. This seeking change is very important because the world is waiting on the bigness of God in us, but we keep making him small, although he's big in us. The world is waiting on the bigness of God in us, but we keep making God small in us. And because we keep making God small in us, we keep missing these divine visitations, these divine habitations, these divine coming of the Lord, that his coming were with the intent of changing us forever. Do me a favor, tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, God is so big in you. Now I need to know when you're going to let him out. I'm almost done. I promise y'all, I'm almost done. Seeking change. If I'm really going to seek the change, the one thing that I desire, that I must begin to focus on, what is it that God is really doing in me in this season? There are many counselors, and there's many devices in a man's heart, but it is only the counsel of the Lord that's going to stand. Do me a favor. Help me talk to your neighbor. Say, neighbor, there's a bigness of God in you that it's going to take change for that bigness to come out. The problem there is, we have people all around us waiting for that bigness of God to come out. Are y'all still here? We have people around us that's waiting for us to lay hands on them for them to be healed. They're waiting for us to speak a word of life over them for them to come to life. They're waiting for us to speak boldly to introduce to them whether or not there even be a Christ. But because we're not focused, and we got to come back to being focused, and because we're not focused on that one thing that God got to do, God keeps seemingly to be small in us. And I need to awaken that in you today, that God is big in you. Please get the revelation. God's size in us has nothing to do with what kind of car we drive. God's size in us have nothing to do whether we live, amen, on a house in the mountain or a little apartment in the valley. That has nothing to do with the size of God in us. Now, westernized Christian has fooled us and bamboozled us and make us think because of material things what size God is in us. But when you finally discover it, you'll discover God can be big in me and I don't have a dime in my pocket. There's people all around that's waiting for the big, but the big is not going to happen until we embrace the change that needs to be sought. Do me a favor, tell your neighbor one more time, say, neighbor, God is so big in you. And if I stop right there, I've already done enough preaching for us to scream and shout, hallelujah. Seeking change. There are three things that I want to share with you about if we're going to see the goodness of the Lord, if we're going to see the change that God desires. There are three things I want to share, and then I promise you I'll be done. Number one, I'm almost there. Number one, how do I see the change that God desires manifest in me? Number one, I must understand and I must agree with the Lord's formula for change. I must understand and I must agree with the Lord's formula for change. Now, all of you that are math deficient, this is going to challenge you because it's a formula. And if you're still trying to figure out what 4 + 4 equals, you're going to be in trouble with this. All right? So let's hop over our problems with math and let's get this formula out. Because when God wants to bring change in us, there is a formula that has been consistent throughout the thing called time. Number one, when God wants to, change in us, number one, the first thing we see is spiritual impartation. God begins to impart. God begins to release. God begins to say things that we're supposed to catch. So there are spiritual impartation. After the spiritual impartation was supposed to create, which you have to add to spiritual impartation, is spiritual formation. Spiritual formation creates spiritual transformation. So whenever there is change that we are seeking and we want to get it, we have to understand God's formula. He imparts to us, and in the imparting to us, formulates, and the formulation creates transformation, all right? And then after transformation, there is a heavenly manifestation. What do I mean by that? What God declared begins to manifest on earth. He said we're going to be healed. All of a sudden, we start feeling better. He said we're going to be delivered, and now those temptations are not what they were before he spoke. So what is the formula for God's change? Spiritual impartation plus spiritual formation plus heavenly manifestation. If you would follow that formula, you will continually see manifesting in your life the change that God desires. He imparts. That's why your prayer times are important. That's why your reading your word time is important. That's why your fellowship. God was showing me in the bathroom. He said, absolutely, amen. We are the church individually, all right? He said, but you're also the church when you gather like this. But now we are a more powerful church. And then when we gather with other churches that name the name of Christ, we even now become more powerful. And this is what the enemy has tried to keep us. He's tried to keep us thinking that, well, as long as I'm the church by myself, I can sit home by myself. Well, that is dimensionally truth. But it's not the full dimensional truth. I am the church, but this is a greater dimension of the church. And when we gather with other churches that call the name of Christ, it's now even a more powerful part of the church. So how do I see the change? Number one. And when I get number two, you can go ahead and doxology me because I'm already there. If we're seeking change, and many of you put your hand up, this is God's formula for change. I know sometimes we're going to be jumping up in the air and things change by the time we finish spinning. But most of the time, you're going to have to walk it out. Absolutely. Sometimes we scream and we holler and we shout. But then after screaming, hollering, and shouting, we're going to then have to walk something out. Are y'all still here? There is no dust I have from Israel that I give it to you and then everything going to change for you. Okay, let me say that again. All right. There is no dust that I can go get in from Israel and then bring it back to you and then sell it to you for $99.99 and then you go home and you sprinkle it around your house and then everything changed. That's called merchandising. And it's in the New Testament. He forbade us from merchandising. And the church got real quiet. And I'm after something in this season, and this is really not the form that I'm going to go after it, but I want you to let you know that this go to a conference for $249, and they even got crazy now. They're getting up to $500 and $600, and I see the saints flocking after that foolishness. That's called merchandising. Freely you have give, freely you receive, freely give. Okay, y'all ain't saying nothing. And I know that ain't your battle. That's the prophet's battle. This is how change happens in the dimension of God. You get a spiritual impartation. You get spiritual transformation, which comes from spiritual formation. And then you get an earthly manifestation. All this other stuff is a bunch of hocus pocus. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm saying it real loud. Amen. This is for my Facebook audience, and it's about a bunch of hoopla. And somebody got to call the church back to its senses. I receive when he speaks to me. That's the impartation. Come on, somebody say to me real loud, I receive when he speaks to me. That's the impartation I need. All right, I'm going to say that again because I need to say it. Don't go rerunning to Israel trying to get no special dust and then you lay it around your house. That's foolishness. And I'm saying it loud because it has crept into the church and ain't nobody saying nothing. You do better than going to get some dust from Israel on your knees for about 30 minutes. Good God Almighty. And I told y'all I wasn't going to be long. This is where change began. Spiritual impartation, spiritual formation, which leads to spiritual transformation, and then heavenly manifestation. You receive, it was formed in you, and now it begins to manifest all around you. I must understand this. I must agree with it. There's a song of intercession sung by my friend William McDowell. It says, the change that I want to see must begin in me. Lord, I surrender so your world can be changed. The change that I want to see, it must begin in me. Lord, I surrender so your world can be changed. The greatest change that we are seeking for has nothing to do with what's outside of us. It has everything to do with what's going on inside of us. The change that I want to see must begin in me. Lord, I surrender so your world can be changed. I love the next part that my friend Daniel sung. He says, if they're looking for you, Jesus, let them find you in me. What kind of impartation, what kind of formation, what kind of manifestation have happened recently in your life that you can now invite somebody to now come partake of what happened with me? You missed my question. The change, I'm going to say it again. The change that I want to see must begin in me. Lord, I surrender so your world can be changed. If they're looking for you, Jesus, let them find you in me. What kind of impartation that caused a formation, that caused now a manifestation? What kind of incident like that has happened with you recently that you can now tell somebody, now come behold what the Lord has done with me? Yes. Seeking change. Number one was very clear. I must understand and I must agree with the Lord's formula for change. The Lord has a formula for change. It ain't just gonna happenstance happen. It ain't just for the lucky ones. It's for the disciplined ones. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I must understand God's and agree with God's formula for change. If you want to see change in your house, get with the formula. If you want to see change with your children, get with the formula. If you want an extreme makeover for yourself and for your money and for your relationship so I can finally be the single that God wants me to be, Carla, if you want any of that, get with God's formula. Because I must agree and I must understand the Lord's formula for change. Number two, y'all, because I'm out of time, all right? Number two, I must understand the interruptions occurring which cause a disconnect in the download. And I wish I had more time. Whenever spiritual formation begins to happen, whenever God sets on us and now is doing a work in us, whenever God brings us to the hill and he said, now sit at my feet so I can tell you stuff, and y'all really need to get this and I don't have time to teach it, all right? You got to catch it, all right? Whenever this happens, there are always disconnects. And the disconnect came because of an interruption. Have you ever noticed that when you got in a certain place with God, here comes something else trying to take you out of that place? cannot disconnect. We are in a season, and I hope you heard it when they were making the announcements out in the prayer wall, that God is divinely downloading to us. And now that he's downloading, there should be no interruptions. Somebody say that with me. Say, now that the Lord is downloading, there should be no interruptions. There are three things that cause interruptions. Interruptions cause disconnection, all right? There are three things that cause interruptions. The first thing is priority schedules and what we desire to happen in this time. Priority schedules and what we desire to happen in this time. Have we not discovered yet that our times are in the Lord's hand? He does with us what he wants and when he wants to do it. We're not the masters in control with what happened with us. We are the Lord's. God has begun to download, and now you got to prevent the interruption. You're going to have to reschedule some stuff. You got to move your calendar around. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Have y'all discovered yet that we want God under our conditions? He's too high for that. He's too holy for that. We must understand the interruptions occurring which cause a disconnect. And I promise you, I'm about done. Our priorities, our schedules, our desires to master what happened. Here's a good one. Our soulish dilemmas, our long-term strongholds, and our generation curses. Have you ever seen it? When God lifts you to a high place, here come the remembrance of some soulish hurt that happened 15 years ago. Here comes some long-term stronghold that's trying to see where the Lord has brought you. Can you withstand this? Whenever God lifts you to a high place and he begins to download into you, y'all give me 3-4 minutes. I promise y'all, I'm gonna get you out of here. Please hear me. Whenever God lifts you and now he's downloading, here comes a generation curse trying to declare, I have rule over you. And you gotta get the divine ability to put that holy hand up and say, not this season. So there's priorities, there's scheduling, there's mastering of our time. There's soulish dilemmas. I wish I had time, because many of us have so many soulish dilemmas that every time God lifts us up, we got this, but God, do you understand what I went through? That's called a soulish dilemma. God's hand is not strong that it cannot save. His hand is not strong that it cannot deliver. So there's soulish dilemmas, there's long-term stronghold, there's generational curse. And then y'all please hear me, because if you missed the first two, that's okay, but make sure you get this. Whenever God lifts us to a place and he's now downloading, and now he does not want it to be interrupted, you got to be wise of contaminated sources that are around you. You want the download from God interrupted, hang around contaminated sources too long. You have to come to another level of discernment in this season. You have to know that I'm in this place with God. God is saying some stuff to me, and if I give ear to that, that will become a contaminated source. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Where you are now, you can't listen to that. Y'all didn't hear what I said. I promise y'all I'm coming around the corner to say amen. Y'all please hear me. What God is doing with you now, don't be bothered with that talk. He done delivered you. He done brought you out. He done given you a total new mindset. Why are you going back to argue with them? I said to them, Lord, talked to me about contaminated sources. And he said, I'm going to make it real simple for you, Lord. Anything that will take your mind off the one thing that I'm doing, amen, to cause change to come in your life, anything that will take your mind off that, it is contaminated. I got to keep my mind on what God is doing right now. Somebody should have said amen. I got to stay focused that he's healing me now. I got to stay focused now. He's rearranging my finances. I got to stay focused. This is a big one, that he's lifting me somewhere prophetic, that I can become apostolic and I become the sent ones. Come on, Elder Latanya, go with me. You missed what I just said. I got to stay focused now because he's lifting me into a prophetic dimension. Y'all didn't hear what I said, but this prophetic dimension is not for me to remain prophet. It's to remain, it's for make me apostolic that I can become the sent one. How we're going to go preach to them is that he downloads into us that we are not only prophetic. Come on, do me a favor. Tell your neighbor you're not just prophetic. Come on, tell him you're apostolic. And tell him that's not a denomination. It's one of the gifts sent to the church. Right? By the prophet, he brought us out. By the prophet, he preserved us. Amen. Causing us to go into the nation is by an apostolic mandate. He's trying to lift us up somewhere prophetic, that we walk in a dimension of prophetic that we've never seen before, but it is not to remain there. It is for us to step into the apostolic, that y'all please hear me, that we can become the sent ones. Come on, tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, God trying to fill you up and send you out.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Living Waters World Online. If you were blessed by this message or know someone who will be blessed by this message, please click the link below for more information on how to receive the full-length copy. We hope you are encouraged, and please remember, this is the place where the river of God flows.